Welcome everybody, Shir number 1478. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blimabas from Moshe Lefur Shleimer Afol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, interesting. So just to start going through a little bit the actual halacha. Halacha Lamais is what we've been learning out. So the psukim themselves we went through, and I don't want to take too much time. There's a lot of ground to cover, really. But the first thing, just going a little bit, we said we're going to try and work a little bit from the Sefer Klalim, a little bit Shmir Shabbos Kelchatza, but we're going to try and follow the procedure of the Sefer Klalim, how he goes through the various different Yisurim, explaining them, and move from there. So the first one he starts out, interestingly enough, is the Isser of Psia Gasa, running, taking big steps on Shabbos. We'll see what that's all about. Now, what we're going to talk about when it comes to running, we're going to see running for a mitzvah is a little bit different. Running to go do a mitzvah, sometimes running to shul or something along those lines. But just stam like this, stam running, we'll see how it comes in conjunction with a little bit with exercise and so on. But so lemaisa, starting off in general, there's the issur of running on Shabbos. I'm going to run, that's it, I'm going to run. I'm not going to do a mitzvah, I'm just going to run. I like running, you know, whether it's for exercise, not for exercise. So lemaisa brings down, it's in the Simen Shin Aleph starts out over there. These Isurim of running, then Shinalef actually goes on to the halachas of carrying and so on. So it starts off like this, the Sefer Klalim, also Loris B'Shabbos, one is not supposed to be running, generally, running on Shabbos. V'cheinu Zasalas P'siya Gasa, not just running, but also taking big steps. How big of a step should one not take? Mersolaymer Yoisemi Amma, more than one Amma. We're not going to get into all the various different measurements, it's Machlekes as to exactly how big is an Amma, but let's leave it at that for now as far as big steps. Okay, so Asalaris B'Shabbos V'chein is Asalas B'Siya Gasa, Raslami Yosemi Amma, more than an Amma. Okay, so what's the reason? Why can't I run on Shabbos? Why can't I take big steps? I like to walk fast, big steps, cover ground. You know, I'm not going to do a mitzvah, just something like this. V'tam d'chsib v'chibar d'miyaseis d'rechecha, like we saw in the Pasuk, Mim tzaychef z'chav d'aber d'over. V'darshinu shalo yehehi luchecha shal Shabbos, that We said one of the things we learned out of those psukim that we spoke about in the last few shiurim is that your ways that you go, the way that you walk on Shabbos should not be how you go during the week. So then he goes on to say, does it say for klalim v'derech hiluchai b'chol? How does a person go during the week? Right? How does a person go during the week? Right? You have a look, you know. You look at by a train, for example. I know. I remember Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, used to say, as it always brings back memories. I remember him talking about when it comes to learning Torah, You know, I don't know how much today after COVID, but before COVID, definitely used to have the train was coming. You know, up on top of the train stations, and you look down on the bottom when you hear the train coming into the station. You know, regular subway. Wherever it might be, and I know in the New York area, whatever the case is, you see the train coming, you see the subway coming, and everybody's running, people running with their briefcases, they gotta catch that train, go to work. Sometimes it used to be the bus, but now then it was the train, you hear the train coming, they're running up the stairs like full blast, out of breath, trying to catch that train. So people run. So that time, Rabbi Birnbaum, Zechzadik Levracha, said that time when a person goes to learn Torah, that's what he should do. Don't walk, you know, people leisurely, yeah, I'm going to a shir, I'm going to learn, okay, take my time, whatever, you know, drink a coffee, this, that. Run like the trains, like the subway's pulling into the station, you know. But it was an interesting way how we explained what it means learning Torah. Okay, so, but lemaisa, be it as may, but during the week, people run, they have to catch the train, can't catch the bus, you see it all the time, people running all over the place, going to work, right? People taking the children to school, have the yeshiva, whatever, they're holding on to the kids' hands, come, we're rushing, come, we gotta catch this, catch that, catch the light. Everybody's running, rushing. So that's what the pasuk's saying, that your weekday activities, your Shabbos activity, the way that you go, you know, move and walk and everything on Shabbos should not be the same way as during the week. For derech hiluchai b'chol, he says, and the way that a person goes during the week, like we know, is lorutz achar, you know, it's okay after they run after their things, what they have to do, whether it's work, whether it's whatever the case is, I got to get to a meeting, I got to go here, I got to go. People are running. Kushahilech. Kane b'Shabbos, Yesh b'Zeh, and I just want to mention another thing that Rabbi Kahan right, mentioned a while back also in reference to, it's a little bit off the subject, but just as we were on the running, you know, in reference to Aleinu, mentioning the importance of saying Aleinu slowly, and how Nebuchadnezzar became, to an extent, you know, sort of like Tefillas Aderech type of a thing, whereby people, you know, in shul, they're packing up their tefillin and saying Aleinu one foot out the door, rushing out to their car, rushing out to catch their ride or whatever. They're saying Aleinu became like, you know, on the run, on the go type of thing. A person has to be very careful. Aleinu is extremely, extremely important. Tefillah, one has to take time and stop a minute and say it. It's a few extra seconds, you know, it's not gonna hurt. But this is what goes on during the week. People are running to their things, their oiskim, whatever they do, whether it's work or whatever the case they're doing. Because school, work, yeshiva, this, that, shahilach, bet, king, b'shabbos, yesh b'zeh, sees this to come in Shabbos. So then, but on Shabbos, the person should take it easy, and that's it. And just walk slow, finish. The person should be careful to walk, not so much walking slow, but taking smaller steps, and not running. Okay, so that is the first issue that we're going to be, talk about, see what exactly that is all about. But that is basically the background. Then we go into a little bit about jumping, skipping, and things like that. Then a little bit about exercise. Again, I don't want to get too bogged down on each item per se. But these are all things that would fall under that, that your ways of going on Shabbos should be different than it is during the week. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.